Sports Hearing.
I don't want it to be the way they want it. This town, this rap, this crowd, come on, put them up, let me hear it loud. This town, this city, this crowd, stand up on your feet when you're worried down. And every one of you all around, come on, y'all, let's take this town.
We want to run a score.
Let's take this town.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome into College Baseball Insiders Week 11. As always, sponsored by Home Field Apparel. Use code INSIDERS20 for 20% off. Go get you one of those new jerseys from their Diamond Classics. Joined by Q, maybe, but Nick is here holding it down. Just gained power again. Paid that light bill. Nick, how are you doing today?
Yeah, I'm literally we're about to start a show about 35 minutes ago. Power goes out like 2 minutes before we started. Apparently a transformer blew like right around the corner from where I live. So luckily they got it fixed now. But yeah, so just turned on, got four games in the multicast on the TV. So we're ready to rock.
C'est la vie. Such is life. We're going to make this a pretty quick show. Like Nick said, we've got games on right now. Clemson, NC State started yesterday, as did Oklahoma, Georgia. Biggest takeaways from yesterday. I was on Clemson as I posted in the clubhouse. Ended up giving out the over 9.5. I thought it had ticked down too low. But I think I'm more surprised that college baseball again, and NC State got that win. Dom Fritton had the worst stat line than Aiden Kanak, but what does Kanak do? Come out and have his worst showing, I think, in ACC play this year. And I mean, are we surprised right now? Is Clemson deserving of the number two team? Are they going to salvage this series against NC State?
Are they deserving of number two? Yes. I think everything, I mean, they still haven't lost a weekend. I think everything up till now says they are. I don't think you can put it on your ace who you usually rely on loses for the second time all year. So it's not like I wouldn't hit the panic button yet. NC State's good. Like we see, they're ranked 25th. They're going to be right there as a two seed. So that's not a bad loss. But yeah, I think it was a weird one too. It was like drag bunts for hits and tried to throw a guy out at home on like one of the drag bunts and he was safe. And like, so there was just it was just one of those weird ones. Every ball that kind of blooped turned into a double.
Yeah.
So it was like just one of those weird, it was a weird game where every ball NC State happened to hit just was in a perfect spot. And Clemson flew out of the warning track like three or four times. So it was, yeah, one of those.
I had the draft on one TV, this on the other, and I was throwing balls to Jet in the shop. And I swear, I felt like I just kept watching the same replay. Every other NC State at bat, it was like a little blooper over the second baseman's head.
Yeah,
we get down and score another run. But Georgia gets the L against Oklahoma and Kyson Witherspoon. You called it. I mean, you said you liked Oklahoma getting this. You thought they were undervalued at what, basically 2-1.
Yeah.
Is Georgia in trouble if they don't win the series?
Ooh, it depends on what you think of trouble.
Like, is Georgia going to be too far gone of the national seed and then sub post under that a regional host?
Yeah, that's a good point. Let me pull up who they have left. Because RPI right now, even what, five straight SEC losses, I believe. No, four straight, because they won last game of the Arkansas series. So four straight, but they've lost five of the last six. RPI is still number two. Strength of schedule is still number four.
But they still have Alabama, Texas A&M.
Yeah, and Missouri, also at Missouri. So that's three wins at Missouri, but that's also going to lower the RPI some. Alabama's not Alabama that we saw the first half of the season.
I agree.
So will Georgia still host? Yes, because I think the SEC still gets six, and they're going to finish around like probably in that 5-6 area. So I think there'll still be a host. Now, national seed, that's a different story, because when you look at all their top series have been the ones they've dropped, except for the Arkansas series, which was at home. So Georgia might, and we've talked about it, like, because on the road, they're so much different. Mentioned on Jeff's show once again, they load, like they got beat by Clemson and got two hit on Tuesday after really no offensive showing at Texas, no offensive showing at Vandy either. So it's like if anybody needs to be a national seed and play at home for both weekends, it would probably be Georgia.
All right, jumping into Florida State, Louisville. Louisville, kind of surprisingly, they're not going with Patrick Forbes in game one. I don't even know if he's going to pitch this weekend. I haven't seen the whole three-day slate, but Florida State's throwing Jamie Arnold. It's priced accordingly. I think the last time I saw it, it was like Florida State minus 298 or 238. So
yeah, it kind of exploded.
Are you on Florida State minus 1.5 here? I convince you to get on it.
That would be how I would play it. There is some weather in the air apparently. So they're like, I doubt they're going to start at 4. Like it's list. I think it's listed at 4. They could move it back. But yeah, like I want an update on Patrick Forbes because he didn't start last weekend. After halfway through the week last week, Coach McDonald said he just wasn't gonna pitch, but there was really no reason. There was nothing said why. Like, I don't know if it's soreness, if it's just, I thought maybe it was like, hey, let's give him a week off or like something, just arm fatigue maybe. But if he doesn't throw two weekends in a row, then it's kind of looking ahead like, okay, is something actually wrong here? And this is not the time of year you want that. So yeah, it would probably, I don't know that this Louisville offense is just so up and down and crazy where it's like, would we be shocked if they put 8 on Jamie Arnold at home? Because they've been doing that randomly to, they did to DeCaro, like yeah, they've just done it like those random games. But yeah, I don't, you definitely, I'm definitely not touching it in the 290s, even for a parlay piece. If I was going to play this, it would be on a run line for Florida State.
Tight margin on the side, at which Cason Murphy, I mean, 538 Sierra, 720 ERA, so he's pitching a little bit better than his average, but
he's also a bullpen guy too. So
it's, yeah, his stats are not good, and you probably don't go more than 2 or 3 innings, I would assume.
No, I mean, like he's done, yeah, 15 innings all season.
Trying to look at the rest of the bullpen, which good time to update that we are updating the site. You'll now be able to see starting pitching and bullpen separately, which is just going to be an awesome tool, I feel like, especially here as we get into the postseason. So next up, we've got Virginia, Georgia Tech. This is another one that I think Georgia Tech is just wildly priced. Yeah, 238. Mm-hmm. I mean, is this the time to back the Hoos, or do you think that Georgia Tech is just so much better? Because I feel like plus 180, that's a little disrespectful with Jay Wolfolk going.
Yeah, it is disrespectful, but I can't touch Virginia. Like
Virginia's been bad.
I haven't bet Virginia in probably 6 weeks. I know you guys are still, I think you kept them in your, either you or Q kept them in like your Omaha 8. And they're in serious danger of not making the postseason at all right now. Like, I know the circumstances for Florida State weren't great down there last week with everything that happened. But Virginia needed that series even just to steal one game RPI-wise, because I think they're still, like, in the 90s.
Yeah, 94.
So, yeah, so for them to jump up. 110
strength of schedule.
You usually got to get in that top 45. And there's just not a lot of meat on the bone here left on that Virginia schedule to really do it, because they also, so Virginia is weird where they also have an off weekend before like their last weekend, like during finals week, so they're not even playing anybody, so it can only go down basically during that weekend if people pass them. So if this is one, Virginia definitely needs it more, but yeah, it's got to be Georgia Tech or nothing here, but it's not something I want to parlay either at that price, even though McKee's been good.
I think it depends on how long Jay Wolfolk and what Jay Wolfolk you get. I mean, yeah. 297 Sierra, but 434 ERA. His pitches are good. They're just not landing where they need to. And I guess he's getting taken deep more. But
and is
Blanco, I don't know. Virginia is definitely on life support right now.
Is Blanco back this weekend? Did you see?
I'm not sure. I can look it up real quick.
Yeah, they Virginia's usually good about posting. Because he was out, he's been what, out again the last 2 weeks? No, I don't see, they haven't posted anything yet. At least. Yeah.
I don't know.
Don't know.
All
But
right.
yeah, it's probably nothing for me. Maybe like an, I mean, okay, here it is. They're going Bradley Hodges tomorrow, who's thrown 15 innings all year. And then Valencia's with a 5.12 ERA is going Sunday. So I don't know. I don't, this could be like an overtime series.
Virginia needs it so bad, but
They do.
again, like you said, I can't trust them right now. Getting into West Virginia, UCF with a big series win. Was it last weekend that they
Yeah,
beat?
they beat TCU. Yeah.
Yeah, TCU. West Virginia, they had their 15 game win streak snapped in the midweek, lost 3-2 to Penn State. Virginia, big favorite on the side. Griffin Kern going against Camden Wicker. Both have a low three Sierra. Griffin's got the better ERA, but weighted runs created deadlocked at 135. I think the site is probably wrong. Can you convince me to take UCF plus 124 here at home?
No, because I went the opposite way. And I actually use the site and love the site for it. I mean, you just look at West Virginia, I think it's going to rebound. I think it's not a bad time to lose at midweek, especially considering you're still in a chance to win the Big 12. UCF is good at home, but also those Wicker who started last weekend and Tommy Lepore, like he kind of got lit up. And TCU won that first game, but then lost the second two. West Virginia, our site had it this high, and they opened at minus 150 or like 145, and then I parlayed them at 155 because I just think it was severely mispriced. Should have been in the 200s, which I haven't checked lately since my power's out to see where it's at now. But yeah, I think this is a very, very good parlay piece in West Virginia at least today, and then kind of look at the pitching matchups the rest of the weekend at UCF.
All right, one I know you're excited to talk about. Tennessee taking on LSU. This should be a really good series. And I know you had mentioned on Jeff's show you may not even bet it. It's just kind of a watch. But what do you think happens tonight with Liam Dool and Kane Anderson?
It's crazy to think being a Tennessee fan and they're playing at LSU, this might not even be the biggest series I'm most excited for this weekend, considering we have Texas A&M at Texas. But yeah, I said it on Jeff. So I think the winner of game one wins this series. Liam Doyle, you keep waiting on a fall off at some point based on his previous 3 years in college, and it doesn't look like it's happening. He's still hitting 98, 99, 100 a few times. And he's also been good on the road. He's had one bad outing all year, and it was basically Ole Miss, who kind of got to him late in his start. I believe it was like in the fifth inning or sixth inning. And then the bullpen actually let up two more of his runs. So like he only gave up three technically, but then it was five earned total after the bullpen kind of gave up two more. Yeah, and you would think going into the season, Kane Anderson, this would be a big pitching advantage here for him. But then you look at the ERA, look at the WHIP. Like, there's really nothing that Kane Anderson's better at. Number one in the country in Sierra, 0.79. I'm not sure what Hagen Smith was, but if it's below a one, like that's an insane stat. My issue here is more like the Tennessee offense has kind of disappeared a bit recently. So that's more of the concern to me. Not a
I mean,
knock.
looking at the numbers, so is LSU. I
Yeah,
mean, they're 238th in batting average over their last 7 games. So basically, 2 weeks is what it goes
I
back.
think a lot of that was the Auburn series where they scored what, six runs, I think, in that Auburn series when they got swept. Last weekend they weren't bad. They put up runs like late in those games last week, but the fact that Tennessee was at home against a much worse pitching staff in Kentucky, like nothing against them, like McCray's been good and everything, but this would be one I wanted to play total, but it wasn't in double digits. I think it was a 9.5 where it opened, which in college baseball, like I usually don't touch anything under double digits just because you never know with metal bats and stuff, like 3-run home runs can kill that.
Yeah.
So this is
We
one
saw
where
last night with the low total.
yeah, exactly. low total and hit right away. So
I could honestly see this going similar. Like, it's always the games that you think, okay, it's ace versus ace. It's going to be, mm-hmm. you know, 2-3 going into the seventh. But then the bullpens give up 3 or 4 runs. You get a walk. You get a home run, something. I feel like it always happens. And then you look up and it's 7-5 and it's gone over 10, 10 and a half, whatever it is.
Yeah. Anderson hasn't been good ever since that 136 pitch outing. He hasn't been great the last 2 weeks. And the Tennessee offense is better than Auburn. And Tim, I like it. I hope so, man.
The line is weird. I think there's value in taking LSU at even money. But I'm not going to be surprised if they lose.
Yeah, and talk about like the way we handicap, you already mentioned it. Like, we handicap based off of starting pitchers. And it's like, if you go the handicap, like normal handicap, it would be Tennessee here, considering their offense has been better lately and all season. The starting pitcher is better right now and has been all season. But Alex Box Stadium makes a difference. So that's where it kind of gets tough. Okay. You back? There. Or was
you
it
back?
Me? Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was me.
But yeah, I mean, I finished everything, so we should be good there. Obviously, I'll be probably staying off this one, and then see what happens. It's probably 1-1, I think, going into Sunday. But like I said, I think the winner of tonight probably wins the series.
All right, and then Oregon State, Oregon, kind of surprised me because I know you've been higher on Oregon State. I was gonna. Feel like I was the opposite one here and go Oregon, but you like Oregon tonight, but Oregon State in the series. Tell me why.
Yeah, Grayson Grinsell tonight, just been lights out lately. I think he's the better pitcher than Nelson Keljo has been. So I do like Oregon, especially at home. I'd probably flip it if it was the other way around. But then when it comes to Saturday and Sunday, I trust Dax Whitney. And it's Klein Schmidt going on Sunday for Oregon State. So this is one of those that's going to be flipped. So yeah, I'll take Grinsell today, back him. I got like -118 on FanDuel's best number. I think it's still I haven't looked, like I said, I think it's probably still around like that 120 ish mark. Let me look on DraftKings real quick. It is -125. So they've moved up a bit. But yeah, I back Oregon here today. And then best case, this is like a handicapper's type of dream where it's like the team you want Oregon to win today, so the number is better for Oregon State tomorrow. And that's kind of what I'll be looking for in this one.
And then to close us out, Penn State at UCLA. Penn State, like I said, getting the big series win or the big midweek win over West Virginia. UCLA loses to UC Irvine. Is that right?
Yeah, 5-3. Yeah.
I don't know what to make of this other than I think Penn State has the pitching advantage with DeSanto going.
Yeah, I think UCLA sweeps this. To be honest, I just think Penn State's not going to make the tourney unless they win the Big Ten. Unless they actually win the Big Ten or something, but UCLA is still playing for a host, still very possible. So I back UCLA.
Wow.
I think
that site loves UCLA.
Yeah. Yeah. This was one that I looked up. I'm trying to think of the freshman's name, but yeah, Ian May's been good, but the freshman has been their best arm and he'll go tomorrow. So it's, yeah, I just trust UCLA here. And then especially getaway game, which they'll play at 10 a.m. Eastern time on Sunday. Gosh, I trust the Bruins there. So, yeah, I think this one's a sweep and really puts nail in the coffin for Penn State.
All right, let's get into the SEC pick 'em. We've got a dethroned Q this week. He's been on fire. Been picking well. We don't have his picks for the rest of the games. We have Smitty's. We all took Alabama 3-0 against Missouri. No real shocker there. I think we all actually took Georgia 2-1 as well.
Yeah, Bama needed a 2-run home run in the bottom of the 8th last night to beat Mizzou. So it was, and now it's unbet. Do you see it's minus 1600 today? Yeah. It's like, gosh,
that's insane. But again, Missouri is what? 0-19.
Yeah.
That's not good.
You gotta see. I don't know where they get one, but it's, I don't know. It's so bad.
All right. South Carolina, Kentucky. I think the Cats are, they're doing well. South Carolina has been hit or miss. Smitty went 3-0 Kentucky. No surprise there. I'm going to go Kentucky 2-1.
I wanted to go Kentucky 2-1 just because it's so hard. It's hard to sweep, but I don't know. And I was trying to figure out which game South Carolina can steal. And with their rotation right now, I don't know which one it is. Like, they're forced to start Brandon Stone today with basically an ERA of 5. So that's an easy advantage for Nate Harris. Then Nick McCoy's still sticking with Saturdays, even though he's been their best arm. And Jake McCoy is going for South Carolina with an ERA in 6.44. So I don't think they win that one. And then Ben Cleaver has arguably been their best arm in the last, like, 2 or 3 weeks. So I don't know where the win comes from. So I'm actually with Smitty, and I'm going to take this Kentucky team to sweep.
McCoy, McKay, still 183. And then who do you think is going to be game three?
Yeah, I'm not sure is SQ hurt or is just, he just been so bad that they were.
I don't know. If it's Evans, it's minus 291.
Put SQ in.
287.
It's about,
dude, y'all may be right. Kimball, I don't know if he's even started.
Like I said, I wanted to take 2-1 Kentucky, but I can't find. Will I be surprised if South Carolina steals one? No, but I don't know which of the three games it would be. So I gotta go Kentucky there.
All right, I'm changing mine. Kentucky 3-0. Talk me into it.
Now South Carolina is definitely winning the series.
Yeah, probably. Arkansas, Florida. This I went back and forth on.
Wait, skip one.
Oh, Vandy, Ole Miss. Yeah, how could I forget Vanderbilt? Love talking about them. JD Thompson versus Hunter Elliott. I don't know. Ole Miss has kind of been skidding here.
What'd Smitty do?
Vandy 2-1.
Because that's where I was leaning to.
It's going to be like what you said in the Tennessee series. It's whoever wins game one, I feel like it's going to be in the driver's seat. Site likes Vandy minus 135.
And Hunter Elliott hasn't been as good lately, or the last two, but they've also both been on the road.
So Vandy's been pitching really well lately.
Yeah.
Fifth in the country in XFIP. I mean, really all season. Okay, I'm going – I've got to trust that Ole Miss will get it right. I'm going to go Ole Miss 2-1.
I will go Vandy 2-1. I think one of these games will be – I think Ole Miss will put up runs in one of them and, like, win that way. Because Vandy can't, like, they can't win shootouts. Last weekend was an anomaly just because what's his name? I can't remember. But that freshman, like, just went nuts.
Boker?
No, gosh, that's bad that I can't remember because he was, like, one of the top recruits in the country.
Javonte says no Kentucky lines today.
Yeah, I think rain was coming through because, like, we just got hit in Knoxville. And I think it was going through Lexington as well. So I think that one's in iffy on if they're playing. So that is probably why. But, yeah, Vandy 2-1.
Arkansas, Florida. Smitty has Arkansas 2-1. I'm going to go Arkansas. I don't ever pick them to sweep. But I feel like Dave Van Horn feels the pressure now. You've dropped two series in a row. You've got to win. And looking at it, I don't know which one Florida can win. If I'm right, and Zach Root,
game two would be the one I think they could get.
Here's the thing is I love the bounce back spot after a bad outing. Root had a terrible outing last weekend. I don't think he follows that up with another bad outing. If Root wins game one, I think the same thing for Gage Wood. He was terrible, albeit he was short. I think he went like 20, 25 pitches in the first inning, and that was it. I think they extend him a little bit more, and I think he's better. And then you've got Gabe Gackel that can come in behind him. I'm going to go Arkansas 3-0, and I'm going to regret it when Florida wins game one, but I'm going Arkansas 3-0.
Yeah, I think – I don't know. See, this was unbettable for me today because of Zach Root on the road, like 5.51 ERA on the road. Compared to, I think, low threes at home. So this is one where it's a stay away from me. I think Arkansas will probably, because I think it's going to be close today. Liam Peterson's been a lot better lately than kind of most recent 2 weeks. So I think I will go with, I think Florida steals tomorrow. Because I think Arkansas will be forced to throw Gackel today because I think it'll be close enough. That I think they'll throw Gackel today, and then
McNeely went game three last weekend.
Yeah, for Florida. Yeah, and then I think the one tomorrow, like even Gage Wood, if he was on a 20 pitch count, I doubt they raise it above 45. So then it's still you're putting the bullpen out there for probably six of the nine innings,
but and Gackel can cover that, and he
not if he throws today though is what
he
I
was the bright kind of spot yeah. last weekend.
Yeah. I don't know. I think Aiden King can win that one. So that would be my one. So I think I would go. I think I'll go 2-1 Arkansas.
I'm gonna see what
Florida just. Florida needs it bad because they're still in the spot, like RPI wise and everything, where they can still get in. But they need conference wins.
Yeah, I'm gonna stick with that. Arkansas 3-0. Like I said, I'll regret it when we lose one. Okay, next up, we've got Auburn hosting Mississippi State. Jekyll and Hyde team in Mississippi State, I feel like. Yeah. You don't know what you're going to get. They're pitching. Their advanced pitching metrics are really good. I think they're number two in the country still behind Tennessee. And I don't know. Y'all know I love Sam Dutton. I feel like they get game one. But then who knows? Is Cade Fisher going to be good? Advanced analytics have Auburn minus 198 in game one, which is kind of surprising that it's that big of a margin with Pico Cone because he's been good.
Yeah, up until last, yeah, I mean, first bad outing of the year was last week.
This is going to be the one I get wrong, but I feel like Auburn 2-1 is the only way I can go.
Yeah,
it's Mississippi State 2-1.
I played Auburn today in a parlay, so that's been posted already on our Dub Club. Sam Dutton, especially at home, has been just lights out.
Auburn really struggling to hit right now. Over the last 2 weeks, 279th in WOBA, which is the main factor in figuring weighted runs created.
Yeah, put up one run against a midweek Georgia Tech team. Not a great sign. So it's, yeah. And I think this was another total that I was surprised. I think this one came out at 10.5 or maybe 9.5. Because this would be another under I'd look at, but just too low with these two arms going. And you mentioned the stroke. Both these offenses are struggling. I'll go Auburn. Like, I still trust that Mississippi State talent is at the top of the lineup is there. So I think that's still one. I'll go Auburn 2-1 with you.
Smitty also went Auburn 2-1. I'm actually going to change mine. I'm going with my gut, Mississippi State 2-1. I think they.
I thought you were going to say Auburn sweep. I didn't know you were actually flipping who wins the series.
Yeah. Well, I just said this is going to be the one I get wrong, Auburn 2-1, but then I said I'm not going to be surprised. I bet Michigan State.
So you think they win Saturday and Sunday?
I think they win tonight.
Ooh, you think they beat Sam Dutton at home?
Just looking at that, how bad Auburn's been hitting.
Yeah, I hope you're wrong, just because I bet.
Good. I mean, going by the theory of look at the starting pitchers, XFIP and Sierra, if it's better and their weighted runs created as a team is better, Mississippi State fits all of that criteria. I think Mississippi State can win game one. But this will be the one where Dutton will throw seven innings and probably give up one run. And it may be 2-1 for the bulk of the game.
Yeah, then I thought last week was going to be Dutton's letdown game, being on the road at Texas, considering he hasn't been as good on the road, but it wasn't. So I don't know when that letdown's coming, if at all. So I don't know. I just trust him more than – it's yeah, this isn't on Auburn offense. I just trust him more than Pico Cone, which is saying something. Georgia 6-0 just looked. Dang. Yeah.
Told you that run line, -1.5. Should have bet it.
Why are they playing this so early?
I don't know. Maybe weather. Tennessee, LSU. Smitty went Tennessee 2-1. I don't know. I feel like me and you are in the same boat here. Our teams are kind of struggling. They're both going to face LSU in the next – obviously, Tennessee is now. I think Arkansas is in a week or two.
Mm-hmm.
It's tough. It's brutal schedule in the SEC. I think it's hard to win at Alex Box. I think I've got to go in line with LSU money line tonight, even money. If they win game one, like you said, that's probably who wins the series. I'll go LSU 2-1.
See, my heart and my head are saying two different things. Like, I want to take LSU just to jinx it and be wrong. And it's literally Alex Box factor. Like, I would – this is one of the – I think the home team wins either series, but I can't – just heart-wise, I can't go against Tennessee. So, I will take Tennessee 2-1, and I'll know if that wins, like you said, tonight. If Tennessee wins tonight, I think they win the series. If not, then take my L and might not catch Q.
Texas A&M, Texas, the best one on the board. And you wouldn't even know it because of the rankings.
But also, everybody knows it because it's all anybody's talking about all week.
Yeah, that's true.
Love it. Love it, love
we'll
it.
We'll see. We'll be seeing. He said Texas. I'm going A&M 2-1. I think Texas A&M could actually potentially sweep, as I said on Jeff's show. I think the loss of Jared Spencer and just the fact that Texas has got to come back down to earth. A&M has been playing so much better as of late. Their advanced stats over the last 2 weeks are top 10, top 12. Yeah, A&M gets this series.
Yeah, see, I'm with you. And the part you didn't mention, we talked about on Jeff's show, is like, this is way more personal for A&M than it is Texas. Like, none of the Texas players, looking from their standpoint, could, like, besides this being an in-state rivalry that they haven't played since 2014, it's not like they have bad blood with any of the A&M players. It's all the A&M players that have bad blood with Schloss and Max Wiener right. following him. So I think they're the team that comes out more hungry. And it's also, yeah, that loss of Jared Spencer today, like, Ruger Riojas has been very good, but he's also been starting on Sundays against other teams' Sunday pitchers, which kind of helps. And now he's kind of come out. I think Ryan Prager, who's down by his standards the last couple weeks, I think he figures it out and just gives Max Wiener the bird walking off the mound in like the sixth inning. So, I think it's A&M. I think it's A&M 2-1 here. I really do. I think Texas gets tomorrow.
Texas A&M 2-1 for Smitty. Javonte says, what do you guys think about Western Kentucky?
They are close to being bet by me today.
Minus 270.
Yes.
FIU.
Yeah. What's his, gosh, I've backed them the last three Fridays and they've like, what's his name? That's starting. Why am I drawing a blank? Cause I've backed him. The only reason it's kept me off so far is FIU is actually very good at home. Was the only reason I haven't yet. But it's not a terrible parlay piece. So I will say that. I'm trying to think, gosh, what is that? That's going to drive me crazy that I can't think of that guy's name.
Western Kentucky has the number one ERA in the country.
Yes. And they're still fighting with it's either them or Dallas Baptist to win the conference. So I do think one of them gets it. Like, I think Western Kentucky, let me, gosh, this is driving me crazy. I can't even talk because I'm thinking about this pitcher and it drives me crazy that I'm forgetting about his name. But, Jack Bennett. Yeah. He's literally has 1.87 ERA and he's 6-0 on the season.
Who's throwing for FIU?
That one, I had to look at the FIU one to find it. So let me pull theirs back up. Because for some reason, neither one of them had it on their opposite. FIU is going with.
A lot of good mid-majors. Yep, I agree. Jack Bennett is going for Western Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
Looking for FIU here.
Yeah, where did I literally just saw this afternoon.
Thank you for your patience, everybody.
Yeah, well, live show stuff, but we got nothing going on. At least I don't.
Marks, TSA, surprise you. Yeah, I've been high on the Roadrunners. I think they're a really good team. Easton Marks.
Yeah, Easton.
See, look, Easton Marks. Yeah. I figured that would be tight, a lot tighter than the actual line. I'm staring at FIU plus 2.5. I think that is.
That wouldn't be terrible either because I do think this probably stays low scoring. I actually don't hate that. I don't hate it that way. I don't know. Because I was close this, and it's a reason I didn't play with. Like, I have, whatever, six plays in right now, and Western Kentucky wasn't included in any of them because they were one that I just thought they were a little overpriced. Like, if this was maybe like the low 200s, would probably be a lot better. But yeah, up in that 270 range, it's kind of tough. Yeah, plus 2.5 at minus 110. I think it's probably minus 105-ish on FanDuel. Ooh, yeah, don't hate that.
I think it's too tight. Yeah, 2.5 is that's handy. Another one I'm going to look up, Kansas, real quick. Hold Jayhawks, man, taking on Utah. I figured this one would be no stats for McAnally.
Yeah, this is one I played. This is one of my parlay pieces. I played Kentucky – or Kansas, not Kentucky. Utah's lost four straight Fridays. This isn't like a home field advantage. This isn't like – so like BYU, I would consider a home field advantage like up there. I just don't think Utah's got the same thing. Dominic Vogel, trust him. Kansas is hot right now too, coming off that Kansas State sweep. And this is the other team that has a chance to win – there's what, four teams right now in the Big 12? Yeah, four teams in the Big 12 have a chance to win. I trust this offense as well. Like, even if Vogel's off, I will take this offense all day, even though, like, Utah might have some of the better staff down there, especially recently. But, I think this is Kansas all the way. And especially, like,
Vaguely is how you pronounce it.
Oh, is it Vaguely?
Not Vaguely, Vogel. Yeah. Yeah. So, shout out Noah Darling, College Baseball Central, for correcting me on that in Arlington. Perfect.
Yeah, and it was a good bettable number too. Like, I think when I got it and parlayed it, I think it was at minus 200, and it's still only minus 210. So I think that's a very good parlay piece.
I'm gonna take Kansas on the money line or run line minus 1.5.
Don't hate that.
I mean,
yeah, I'll go ahead and say it.
I
paired him up though with TCU. I paired him up with TCU just because, like, Tommy Lepore, I'll continue to back him until he comes back down to earth. So that was one that I'm completely on and, like, love that because that parlay got it down to minus 111. So I think that was kind of how I went about it, just because I didn't want to pay 200 for Kansas, even though I trust them. And Baylor hasn't been the same.
Sports Data PC, we are talking about Kansas. You know, I'm high on the Jayhawks. I'm riding a plus 1750 to win the Big 12 on the Jayhawks from – when did I bet that? February 12th.
2 days before the season started.
I am a believer. Anything else that you're looking at here?
We could look up you want to talk about other big one with, like, in the Big West, like UC Irvine and Cal Poly, because that was one I played already as well. Let me look, because I had the pitchers pulled out. I should still have them pulled up, I believe. It is, yeah, Riley Kelly against Griffin Ness.
Yeah, the site liked Cal Poly. I looked at this one earlier. Kind of surprises me, I think, just because the way UC Irvine is playing. But you look at strength of schedule, Cal Poly's had the tougher schedule. RPIs are similar. UCI has the better weighted runs created. Both of these pitchers, I mean, Kelly has been better.
Yeah, very good lately too.
Yeah. 11th in ERA over their last seven for Irvine. What is the line on this?
It was 154, I believe, when I bet it.
Now it's 170 for UC Irvine.
66, yeah.
Wow. I don't know if I like UC Irvine enough to lay minus 170.
That's why I didn't. That's why I put him up with basically like one of the easier ones today. With North Carolina. So that was just because I didn't want to bet that much. So it moved it down to basically even money. Is how I did it. But this is one that should, like, if there weren't so many big series this weekend, this would be much bigger. I know, like, we talk about it, like, Len.7 talks about it, D1, but there's a lot of other people in the media aren't. But both these teams, like, UC Irvine's probably going to host right now, especially if they finish the season strong. And Cal Poly, if they win this series, then with RPI is 21, that RPI probably gets down to 14, 15. So you're looking at Cal Poly as also one of those teams that could be a host as well if they end up winning the Big West. So it's going to be a fun late night one. Yeah, I wish it was later. True. I wish it was like literally at 10 or 11. But it's at 9, so we'll still be able to watch it, have that one on late, along with Wake Forest, Stanford. Can't wait to see which one of those teams continues the slide.
That's a good question. Mid-major, Power 5. I guess it'd be Power 4 now, and Oregon State. Who wins the Natty? I think you've got to go Power 4.
Yeah, this year especially. I've talked about it on this show and Jeff's show quite a bit.
I think NIL and transfer portal have killed – the longevity that we used to have where these mid majors could close the gap. I think it's just,
yeah, I think you're looking at, too big. Yeah, it's what I said. Like, you're basically, what you're betting on there is there's probably out of the Power Fours, there's probably 12 to 13 teams that could win it all. Like, and it wouldn't like absolutely shock you. And then kind of mid majors, there's probably two. Like, could Coastal go on a run? Yes. Could UC Irvine go on a run? Yes. So it's between it, just because I'm not counting Oregon State as a power or as a mid-major. So I think it's down to, so it's basically you're betting on UC Irvine and Coastal versus half the SEC, four teams in the ACC, two teams in the Big 12, Oregon State. So it's, yeah, it's, I don't think this is the year.
I don't know if it'll happen again in a while. Iowa with UCI is plus 133. That's how Javonte played it.
Yeah, don't hate that either.
Iowa's kind of been the team nobody's really talking about.
because their strength of schedule is brutal.
They've had all the hype, I feel like, the last 2 years, you know, with Brody Brecht and what was the other?
Yeah, Overmuller was still there last year. And then Mason something, but or it started with an M, the Sunday guy. Yeah, Marcus Morgan. Yeah, Marcus
yeah.
Morgan. Yeah, so it's, yeah, last year was supposed to be the year. And now this year, though, I don't know what their strength of schedule is awful. They played the 16th worst Big Ten schedule, so they've literally played the worst schedule so far. But their strength of schedule, or not the strength of schedule, but their RPI will go up because they still play at Oregon, which will probably be for the Big Ten championship, depending on what UCLA does the rest of the way. And then they also have Oregon State at home, so I don't think they win either of those series. So it'll be something to see, like, what their RPI ends up being.
Yeah, West Virginia, we talked about. Mm-hmm. They were in the main preview here. They've got a game against UCF. I actually lean UCF in game one, plus 124. I like West Virginia. I think anytime you can do a double-digit consecutive win streak like they did is good. I just don't know enough about their pitching staff. I think UCF is good at home, coming off a big series win. I feel like West Virginia may come back down to earth a little bit and drop this series. Nick thinks West Virginia comes out strong, though.
Yeah, especially today. I mentioned in our like quick preview, like UCF starting the same Friday night guy from what I saw, who got lit up by TCU last week in the one game that UCF lost. And I think West Virginia bounces back from that midweek loss to Penn State. So, yeah, I put West Virginia in a parlay.
All right, well, that wraps it up. We've got baseball on, more baseball starting. Michigan State, Michigan is
– have they still announced it?
An odd one.
Zero yet?
I don't think so.
Because, yeah, it's still plus – are they still plus 120?
Plus 125.
So it's gone the other – so maybe they're not.
Surely it's not Joseph Gisera going. Although he did get beat up last
time. Who did Michigan play last week? Didn't they get swept last week?
Michigan.
I'm not. Was it Iowa?
I don't know. You're asking me tough questions. I'll figure it out.
I'm looking.
Yeah. They got swept by Iowa.
Yeah.
Lost 5-6, 4-7, 2-3.
So all competitive.
Bounced back midweek, beat Bowling Green 9-2.
Little in-state rivalry.
Michigan State team is salty, though.
They are. But so is Michigan. Michigan's also been one of those confusing teams.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Let's see.
Unless they've added to it, because there was nothing on there.
TBA, TBA, TBA.
Yeah.
It's great. Thank you for all that information. Big Ten baseball, he says. I would rather watch.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Southlander, Big West.
Okay. Well, that's not. Yeah. I'll take the top of the Big 12 by Big Ten, but that's like the four teams. So it's. Yeah. But I think we touched on. Yeah, I think we touched on pretty much everything else.
Well, thank you guys for hopping on. We'll continue to put out some plays. If you're a Clubhouse member, join the Discord if you haven't already. And we will talk to you next week. Cheers, everybody.